Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ning Nin M. Hang Sing. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has called on public organizations to oppose the reimposition of the Protected Area Permit, PAP, in the Northeast and the reduction of the Free Movement Regime, FMR, asserting that such restrictions could hinder economic growth and tourism in the state. Speaking at the inauguration of Meluri as Nagaland's 17th district yesterday, Rio emphasized the need for an open and welcoming environment to attract investors and visitors. He stated that economic growth depends on industries and investments, which could be deterred by restrictive policies like PAP and FMR. The Chief Minister revealed that the State Cabinet had already written to the Union Home Ministry on January 6, requesting a review of these policies, but no response had been received. He urged civil societies to actively ensure the concerns of the people reach the central government. While pointing out that states like Manipur and Mizoram have staged protests, Rio clarified that the objective is not to oppose the government, but to ensure that Nagaland's voice is heard. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday said that breaking language barriers should be our collective responsibility. Inaugurating the 98th Akhil Bhartiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan in New Delhi, Mr. Modi highlighted that many saints of Maharashtra showed society a new direction through the Bhakti movement in the Marathi language.
जब भारत को आध्यात्मिक ऊर्जा की जरूरत हुई तो महाराष्ट्र के महान संतों ने ऋषियों के ज्ञान को मराठी भाषा में सुलभ कराया। महाराष्ट्र के कितने ही संतों ने भक्ति आंदोलन के जरिए मराठी भाषा में समाज को नई दिशा दिखाई।
Prime Minister Modi said the government sees every language as mainstream voice. He pointed out that there has never been any enmity among Indian languages, rather they have enriched each other. The Prime Minister said that since 1878, the Akhil Bhartiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan has been a witness to the country's 147 years journey. He added that the conference is being held at a time when the nation is celebrating 350 years of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaja's coronation.
ये मराठी सम्मेलन एक ऐसे समय हो रहा है जब छत्रपति शिवाजी महाराज के राज्याभिषेक के 350 वर्ष पूरे हुए हैं, जब पुण्य श्लोक अहिल्याबाई होलकर जी की जन्म जयंती के 300 वर्ष हुए हैं और कुछ ही समय पहले बाबा साहब अम्बेडकर के प्रयासों से बने हमारे संविधान ने भी अपने 75 वर्ष पूरे किए।
Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal yesterday said that Japan has been a key ally in India's economic growth and is the fifth largest source of foreign investment. Addressing the India-Japan Economy and Investment Forum in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that foreign direct investment from Japan has exceeded $43 billion between 2000 and 2024. Mr. Goyal also said that the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement signed in 2011 has significantly strengthened bilateral trade with over 1,400 Japanese companies operating in India. The Labour Department has informed that training course on cutting and tailoring, knitting and embroidery for the year 2025 will commence from April. Interested candidates from Dimapur, Mokokchung, Peck and Wokha districts can avail application forms from the respective Labour Welfare Centre during office hours. The last date for submission of application will be on or before 15 March. An official notice stated that since seats are limited, applicants will be selected on first-come-first basis. The department will provide all training materials and kits free of cost to each trainee for the 8 months training course. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on 23rd February. It will be the 119th episode of the monthly radio program.
The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News On Air mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.